Woodstock. He does a live thing called rockpittsburgh.com, and he's a gentleman who's been involved in this music scene for quite some time.
Yeah, he was out there broadcasting the show live, so that's was nice to meet him. I've heard of him. Mm-hmm. People said, "Oh, you got to talk to James." So it was finally nice to talk to James.
Yeah, that's right. And we're going to play some music, though, before we do talk to James.
Yeah, hey, we got something new from Homicide Black, and I'm hoping we're going to have these guys on the show here soon. We've featured music from them in the past, but they've got some new stuff out, and I say we kick the show off tonight with End of Eternity, new stuff from Homicide Black.
I'm anxious to hear it because I really dug the last stuff that we've had from them. Church on the Hill, I think it was, was one of my faves. Yeah. I've even played that on Rock Fabric, so good stuff. Well, and why don't we just do a little Shine? We'll do So They Say from our friends the Shiners to kick off the show tonight. You're listening to The Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7. It is also streaming at 977rocks.com. And don't forget, if you go to 977rocks.com, you can pull up on demand all of our previous shows. It's local music right here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Yeah. sheriff would take them in. Lessons they tried to teach me, the good guys always win. Yeah, the good guys ride off into the sunset to chase another day. I got a little older, I knew everything. No one could tell me nothing, I did as I pleased. Lessons between right and wrong didn't matter anymore. It was all about survival when I robbed that liquor store. But the good guys ride off into the sunset, chase another day. The fight between good and evil never goes away. So they say.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools.
Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show. Second segment tonight is being brought to you, well, just like it has been since the inception of the show, brought to you by the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport. Stop down and see our friends Monday through Saturday. Maybe enjoy a little college football or a Penguin game and a Man Can special. And look around and see if you see a guy sitting there with a Green Bay shirt on. It just might be Utah.
It just might be.
Rainbow Inn down in Freeport, sponsors of our show here tonight. The Grassroots Show, and we're going to visit with a gentleman named James Buckley, who visits on the show tonight. James, welcome to the show.
How you guys doing? It's great to be here. I'm just so happy I made it out here and got to see this wonderful place you have here, and it's really kind of cool to be in this area. And you walk into the building, and all of a sudden, boom! It's like, hey, this is big time.
Yeah, big time. Yeah. Hey, welcome.
Well, we like to think we are anyway. Well, it's great to have James on, and of course, James aware of many hats. And a musician in his own right, and maybe you've seen him on the streets of Pittsburgh somewhere or in a bar. But in particular, the first time I had the opportunity to really get to know you was at the most recent Corbri Woodstock, because you were actually doing a radio broadcast. You have rockpittsburgh.com.
Rockpittsburgh.com. It's an online internet web radio station, and the purpose is really to feature local artists and their local material. And, you know, that's what I stick to, and I'm getting a lot of great responses, and I get music sent to me all the time from local artists and their original material because they want to be heard. And you guys, I know you play some stuff too, but, you know, mine's just totally dedicated to locals and their original material. And it's, you know, I got over 20 countries that are tuned in.
That's awesome.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. That is very awesome. It's great to have that response, isn't it? And I think it shows how talented the musicians are in this area.
It does, you know, and I get comments. I had one this morning. Someone sent me an email. Says, I've never heard of this. So he started listening to it, and he says, I can't believe I know some of these people, and then there's others that I'd never heard of that are really good.
Yeah.
You know, so we get comments like that all the time. That's cool. So it's really good to get those a chance.
Yeah.
And especially as me growing up and trying to do that myself was really difficult back in the 70s. You know, I got rejected by all the major record companies. And so it's just so hard to get your airtime out there. So this is a place where they can go, and it's a good thing.
That's great. How long have you been doing rockpittsburgh.com?
It's like a year right now. It's 1 year this month.
All right.
So I'm looking at the website right now, and Marty Zendel's playing.
How about
Marty
that?
Marty Zendel, yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you have that something that's running continuously 24/7, or what's the background?
Yeah, right now it's running 24/7, and it just randomly goes through, and I create some commercials too in there for some clients, and then once in a while I'll do an interview. I just started doing interviews with some of the local artists that are on the station, and I'm going to expand that a little bit.
Cool.
And I may just do a live broadcast with myself for an hour or two, maybe once or twice a week.
Okay. Now, you were actually broadcasting the Corbri Woodstock event live.
It was live, yeah, and that was really cool, and I was really happy they let me do that. So it was fun watching the response and hearing people come back to me and tell me how good it sounded, for one thing. And, you know, some of them showed up at the concert later and said, I've been listening to it all day. And, you know, so it was good to hear that kind of feedback, yeah.
Yeah. rockpittsburgh.com, and I hope you'll give it a listen and see who's playing.
Yeah, and you know it's good, because I think with stations like yours and what I'm doing, you know, we kind of get some exposure to the local artists, like myself. Here I am today on your show.
Yeah,
I mean, I could easily have done this on my own show, but to be able to come here and do it, and I know you guys do this all the time, it's really a good thing, because it kind of brings the communities together really because we do have something special with music here.
Yeah, we do believe that, huh? Give us a little background of yourself and how you got involved in playing music at all.
Oh, okay. Well, so back in the 70s, I had some friends who were musicians and had played in bands and so forth, and they needed a guitar player, and I had fooled around with it, but you know, wasn't ever thinking that I would ever be in a band, for one thing, and just messing around with it. And so they kind of talked me into playing rhythm guitar. So I picked up and learned some chords. And, you know, we started playing. First time on stage, I said, this is great. I said, I'm going to keep doing this. So what happened really was kind of interesting, because I never thought that I had songwriting capabilities until within less than a year of joining that band, I started writing original stuff. And I've been doing it ever since. So that was really the thing that got my battery going. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. So once you felt that stage presence, it was something you had to have.
The stage presence was good, and I became very good at having presence and being active on stage, you know, being a good showman, a frontman, so to speak. So I really put on a good show back when I was, you know, physically able to
jump around.
I would jump up on top of bars and stuff like that. You know, it was pretty crazy.
Wow.
And then then I got into the writing the music, and I said, oh, this is pretty easy. I'll keep doing it, and then just watch it grow, you know. And then I went to other bands and, you know, did some similar things to that.
Mm-hmm. So you've been playing together with bands for a long time. Has it always been kind of your band, or has it been a blend of things?
It started out as a blend. So I was with a bunch of guys, the first band. The second band was more of a new wave kind of thing in the 80s.
Okay.
We would play at places like the Electric Banana a lot, you know.
All right.
And we were competing with the Silencers and, you know, people like that. So,
yeah.
And I just sang on that one. So okay. I just did lead singing. So we were pretty active on stage. I mean, we could like run through 60 songs a night in like no time. Where everything was so fast, you know. but after that, I just went on my own, and I did some projects. Did a rock opera, wrote that, and okay. we did the big production of that in Pittsburgh, and then from there, just doing my own thing, you know, starting my own bands, and, you know, just have people backing me up and joining me, really good friends and musicians that I know.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, there, you know, you talk about that, the Electric Banana, and, you know, places that are now gone,
mm-hmm.
But what an institution that was. It was just last week talking about the final closing of CBGB in New York City, and I mean, when you look at it, that was kind of the CBGB of Pittsburgh.
It was, yeah. It's a historical place, and those bands that played at CBGBs would come to Pittsburgh to play at the Electric Banana.
Yeah,
I mean, it was just it just drew those people in, just like places like Moondogs draws in the blues people. I mean, it was just one of those well-known places.
Yeah, that was a special area of Oakland that had a couple of really cool clubs.
Oh yeah, that and graffiti was
around
the corner. You know,
yeah.
Pretty much down the road.
Yeah,
and there was a lot happening there, and it was a very active music scene, because, you know, punk and new wave was all kind of coming out. The '80s music was getting more popular, and, you know, there was a big transition going on there from the '70s.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool that you got to play it and have that moment, you know, of memory.
Yeah, it was a lot of good memories, a lot of fun, and met some great people. Still keep in touch with a lot of them. Actually, I go back to Electric Banana. It's now an Italian restaurant, and the same people own it.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I haven't been down that way in a while.
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
have to stop by.
Southern Italian cuisine,
yeah.
And it's pretty awesome. So when I go down there and they see me, I don't walk out empty-handed, you know. They're Italian, you know. I walk out with bagfuls of food.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. We're visiting with James Buckley here tonight. You're going to play some songs in the studio for us here tonight. We're going to start out with a song called Only Yesterday. Could you give us a little background to that?
Only Yesterday was a song that I had – I was asked to play – for a reunion concert for a band that, you know, one of those wedding-type bands that had a lot of people go through the doors. And, you know, so they said, why don't you come up and start off the night? I said, okay, I'll do that. And I knew all these guys, and I says, yeah, I'll do that. So the day before, I wrote Only Yesterday.
Wow.
And that was the first time I played it. And Only Yesterday was just about those old memories when we used to hang out and do all kinds of things and, you know, get in trouble. If you listen to the words, you can hear, you know, those kind of things. And it connects with a lot of people, too, because we all think, you know, when we get older, we say it was only yesterday when this was. And so that was the idea behind it.
Yeah.
So I wrote that song in about 20 minutes or something like that and played it the next day.
How about that?
Been playing it since.
And that's going to be featured on a television show, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, it's supposed to be on an episode of Travel Channel. I don't know how much they're going to play of the song, but they had me play the whole song. and they showed up while I was playing outside down in the Strip District, and they wanted me to do something original, and I said, okay, we'll do it only yesterday. So it was a big hit. I actually had people coming after me after I was done and saying, can I have your autograph and stuff like that? You know, people from New York and all kinds of stuff.
That's awesome.
Wow,
that's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Hey, let's give it a listen, and we'll talk more with James Buckley. This is a song called Only Yesterday, and you're finding it right here only on The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
It seems like only yesterday when we were young and running free, and now the days are more than numbers, each one cast into the sea. Where would we be? All the places we would go to with our friends, the ones we've loved, and all the trouble we'd get into was really only half the fun. Where has it gone? Where has it gone? It doesn't matter how we got to where we are. Oh, it was only yesterday. Memories of how the way things used to be. We can't help thinking what would have happened had things gone quite differently. Where has it gone? Where has it gone? It doesn't matter how we got to where we are. Oh, it was only yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know it's hard to forget about things that we have done. So I guess we'll keep asking ourselves, where, tell me, where has it gone? And what's the meaning of a lifetime? Where does it end? Where does it start? As we thank God for the memories that have been branded in our hearts, and all our friends have never left us, as we take this lifelong flight, collecting memories of the good days. Time is just a flash of light. Where has it gone? Where has it gone? It doesn't matter how we got to where we are. Oh, it was only yesterday. Ooh, yesterday. Listen, listen, listen to the children. Listen, oh listen, listen to the children. Now listen, my dear friends, you know a child has a right to believe in all that is magic and pretend. You just look in their eyes and you'll see it, how much they need you to look that you can't deny. The eyes of a child have the power to touch you. The eyes of a child thin you higher than high. The eyes of a child to be there while they grow means more to them than we realize. For they discover a world of hope. Without you, they've nothing but empty eyes. How much they need you. It's a look that you can't deny. The eyes of a child have the power to touch you. The eyes of a child lifting you higher than high. The eyes of a child burning that love in your heart. The eyes of a child. The eyes of a child can make a man break down and cry. For the eyes of a child. As they look in your eyes, you leave to do what you do. Their eyes seem to be asking, are you coming back real soon? Now won't you please understand that these moments, they go by so very fast. As I tell you, I'm just a man. I live for the questions they're gonna ask. How much they need you. It's a look that you can't deny. The eyes of a child have the power to touch you. The eyes of a child lifting you higher than high. The eyes of a child burning the love in your heart. The eyes of a child can make a man break down and cry. For the eyes of a child. the eyes of a child, the eyes of a child, the eyes of a child, to touch you and hold you and make you feel it, to send you and make you feel like you're on top of the world, with a love that's so strong and so powerful than anything you'd ever find. There's not enough time in your life. Let all these moments just fade away. The eyes of a child. The eyes of a child. Oh.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. And this segment brought to you by Bros' Superette. They are high on the hill and right on the price. And they are going to be ready for you as you head into the holiday season. You know, it's right around the corner. Almost hard to believe, but it is. So you might as well deal with it and deal with it right. Put some great meat from Bros' Superette on the table in time for your enjoyment. And if you're getting together maybe for a Steeler game, for example, they've got some great beef sticks and some great cheeses, so stop on by and pick some up.
Maybe you can give out beef sticks for Halloween.
Hey, there you go.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Replace that candy with some beef sticks.
I'll be at the door.
We'll be looking up your house. Rose's Superette, they are at the corner of Rockenstein and South Main Street Hill here in Butler. We're visiting with James Buckley here tonight. You just heard a song called The Eyes of a Child. James, give us a little background to that song.
The Eyes of a Child was kind of inspired by my son years ago when he was just little, and he had really just beautiful eyes. And so it started with that, and then I started thinking about how, you know, what are children like in their innocence and so forth, and how over time, how that innocence gets stripped away from us, you know, once we get experience some of the tougher things in life, but we kind of get a little bit less innocent and have that spirit that we had when we were kids. And it wouldn't it be great to have that back again? So yeah. I thought, well, kids, you know, they haven't really experienced anything. And I thought, well, you know, who are they looking up to? You know, they're looking up to their first teacher, their parents and mom, dad, whoever. And, you know, that's so that kind of inspired that song. And I tried to look at from their point of view, you know, what they're looking for and how simple it is, and we don't need to make it so complicated.
Yeah, that's a neat story. Now, how long ago was that?
That would have been 2004.
Okay.
I wrote that song
14 years ago.
Yeah.
How did your son feel about the song being written? Does he know? Or is the secret out now?
Well, he didn't faze him that. So, okay. My kids were something when I was little, they... People would ask him, what's your dad doing? They would say, he does nothing. So there we go. They don't know.
That's good stuff. James Buckley visiting with us. And, of course, we talked a little bit about the fact that you're possibly going to have a song being aired on the Travel Channel. And they just kind of stumbled along finding you because you avidly go down and do some busking down what, in the Strip District?
Down in the Strip District at 21st Street near Pamela's Diner. And I have a lot of people that show up there, and it's a really great spot because people wait in line out there to get into Pamela's, and so I'm right across the alley from them. So I was just finishing up the morning, and all of a sudden these cameras show up, and they just started asking me questions. I had to sign some waivers, and they asked me if I wanted to be on a Travel Channel. I said, sure, why not? So I said, you have to do original song. I says, I got one.
Yeah.
So I did Only Yesterday, which we heard.
Yeah.
And they filmed the whole thing. And
how about that? Just a chance
cool.
meeting. Yeah.
And Andrew Zimmern, who's the host of that show, Bizarre Foods, he did his part. And so that's supposed to be aired hopefully soon. I've been watching for it.
Yeah.
See if it's going to be coming up soon.
All right. We'll have to keep an eye out for Bizarre Foods and see if we get a glimpse of James Buckley playing
that was pretty cool.
Strip. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Of course, I'm sure you've had the opportunity to play a lot of different places. We talked about the Electric Banana and such, and I know this past weekend that we're now a week away, but you were playing down at the Needs Hotel, and you just try to get out and play a little bit of everywhere and help some folks out now and then.
Sure, yeah, and I've done a lot of benefits over the years. Even so much so that there was a local book called Legendary Locals of Pittsburgh, and the writer called me up, and she'd put a two-page spread of me in there, a picture from the old days back in the 80s, and a recent picture, and how I said, well, I'm not really a legend. She says, well, this is for your unsung people, too. So I'm in there with Mr. Rogers and Rich Seaback and those kind of people, and a lot of other people that people don't know about. But when you read the book, you start realizing, wow, that was pretty impressive what they did.
Yeah.
So, I do everything I can to help music. And, sometimes it's just playing a bunch of cover songs. Sometimes it's doing all my original stuff. So,
whatever
the need calls for. So I've managed to play in some really interesting places, you know, especially all the benefits for cancer, lupus, autism, things like that.
Cool. Last Big Thing Productions, that is something that you have undertaken now and kind of getting off the ground. Is this a new project for you?
It is a new project, and what I'm trying to do is just mainly help musicians with their publicity, their PR, and productions if they need it. So my first kind of artist is Miss Freddie, so I do stuff for her to try to get her out there, and it's been pretty successful. Then I jumped in on the Norm Nardini 50th and Norm Nardini Day in Pittsburgh, so I got all that to happen with a lot of help, and so now I've taken in a few more artists that have come to Pittsburgh or just starting out and want to get somewhere and get noticed in the area.
Yeah.
So that's all kind of coming together.
That's cool. Do you have a website or a site people can check out?
Lastbigthingproductions.com.
Okay.
And they go there and you can see some of the artists and projects that I've done.
Yeah.
And you can contact me if you're interested and want to talk some more. So
that's awesome.
I just met with a band last week, Black Cat Moan, and they're kind of a blues, kind of a new generation, kind of new style blues, but it's pretty cool guys.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, we've talked a lot on this show about artists and some that do it well and promote themselves well, and then other bands just don't even have the concept of what that's all about. So, I'm sure that's important. That they have somebody that they can go to, so they don't have to worry about that if they're if they don't know the realm of promotions or public relations.
Yeah, and that's really what I bring to the table. So, what's nice is I'm a musician. I've done the whole rock and roll thing. I've written music, and I've played it so much, and I've also have another side business that does marketing and advertising. So I kind of was brought up in that creative world, and so now I put them together and say, let's see what we can do with music. So that's kind of where I'm at now.
That's cool. You're from the Freeport area, is that right?
Well, that's where I live now, but I'm originally from Pittsburgh.
Okay, all right.
Right in the heart of the city.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So cool. I grew up in the projects in Pittsburgh. Spent 11 years in Pittsburgh in the projects up on the Hill District, and I wouldn't change it, actually. Yeah. I lived through the 68 riots and all that kind of interesting stuff in the 60s.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't change it because it really helped shape me today.
Yeah. Pittsburgh is definitely a very special city. I think anybody that has grown up here, been around it, it's a place that never leaves you.
Yes, and now it's just exploding. It's really got a really big push pin on the map right now, especially for food and all the interesting sites and stuff like that. So people are coming in, and they're kind of amazed that this little town, it has so much character to it, and I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
And the people kind of back that up with their personalities and so forth. And so it's just becoming an interesting place. So I would like to see music become, you know, something that's part of that too. So that's kind of where I'm kind of wrapped myself into now, trying to just see what we can do to make Pittsburgh a strong music city as well.
That's awesome. Well, the timing is certainly right, as you said. Maybe that'll help it take off and run, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, there's a lot of new people coming into town. A lot of big companies are coming in, some we're waiting to hear about. But once they come in, there's going to be a lot of people moving in, and you see the neighborhoods are just growing like crazy and turning in from kind of depressed areas into hopping places that are just blowing up all over the place. And, you know, people want to – they're going to want to have to do something. So music is always a kind of a international language that everyone speaks, you know.
That's awesome.
Doesn't hurt if the sports teams are losing too, so.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, that helps the music scene. We love to be winners, but we could balance that a little bit. RockPittsburgh.com. Hope you'll check it out. Also, LastBigThingProductions.com, also your site. James Buckley visiting with us. Thanks for coming in and sharing your story with us.
Oh, it's awesome. I was so excited to be here. I couldn't wait. You know, I knew it was coming up soon. It kept getting faster and closer to the time, and it was just great to be here. And so happy to meet you guys at the concert that I broadcasted. And you know, we had a good time. We actually, three of us were on my station talking, so that was pretty cool. And we spent some time there. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it turned out to be a beautiful day down there.
Yes, it was.
JV
it was
does a heck of a job down there.
Yeah, I'm actually working for him now. He has a new project coming up called Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage.
Yeah.
And so I'm promoting his that CD as well as the play that's going to follow. It's going to be a stage play following that. And so I'm meeting with the playwright tomorrow.
Nice.
And going to work with her to try to get some publicity and some people in the seats at the Oaks Theater in February.
Awesome. Well, keep us in mind when that comes all together, and we'll help promote it.
So, oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. Yeah.
James Buckley visiting with us tonight. We've got two more songs that you're going to do. Natalie and Here We Go Again. Give us a little intro.
Natalie was a real inspirational song. Okay, so I had a bunch of people come out to my place. It was a birthday party for myself, which I didn't throw. Someone surprised me with it. Anyways, her dad was Bob Locar, and he's, we call him the Colonel.
The Colonel, yes.
So,
we know the Colonel well.
But his daughter, Natalie, came. He brought her out, right?
Okay.
So now Natalie was very interesting, you know. She at the time, she was probably 17 or something like that, I'm going to guess. But she had a physical problem with her eyes when she was younger, whereas she was had a hard time reading things, you know.
Okay.
So, of course, you know, growing up and going to school, it's difficult. You know, you get teased a lot, and, you know, you have to really struggle and work hard to not be able to read things like other people can. You know, you have to try to make things work. So she did, and then she took care of the bullying stuff by becoming a black belt, and so that took care of that business. So she went on. Go to college, and now she has a family with a couple of beautiful kids. And anyways, that day she came out, I was just like amazed, because her innocence was so just pure, and her spirit was just so wonderful. And, you know, she says, oh, are those blueberries over there? I want to go pick them and stuff. And I said, yeah. So I was so enamored with that whole thing. She captured me. Uh-huh. And I said to her father, Bob, I said, you think I can write a song about her? I said, she just inspired me. So so I wrote that song about Natalie. And, you know, the whole family came down to Needs Hotel when I played it the first time.
Wow.
She recorded it and made it her ringtone or cell phone. And
That's awesome.
It was pretty cool day. A lot of tears going on, but it moved a lot of people.
Oh, neat story. Neat story. Yeah. And a song emerged out of it. How about
that? It was, you know, a lot of people say that's probably the best thing I've written.
Well, that's so cool. That's cool. Yeah. Well, we'll hear that, and we're going to hear Here We Go Again.
Here We Go Again was a collaboration. It was like the first song that I did in my comeback. So I had been out of music and, you know, just laying low for quite a few years until John Vento and myself and Tim Hadley, guitar player for Needs Hotel Band, and he's been a friend of mine for years and years back in the 70s. And so we got together, and I said, I got to write my first song here. So I had the idea, and I had the chords pretty much, and John added the lyrics. So he wrote the lyrics, and when he sent them to me, I just cried because he nailed it.
Wow.
It was just perfect for what the idea behind the song is. I mean, I couldn't have written it any better. And Timmy provided some changes in the arrangements to help make it work. So he ended up recording on his CD that he had done, Needs Hotel CD, and it was pretty cool.
That's awesome. And you're going to do it live for us here tonight?
Do you live, yeah.
All right. James, thanks for visiting with us. Best of luck in the future, especially with your activities, and hopefully we'll see you playing down the road.
Utah, thanks a lot for everything, and we'll see you guys around, huh?
Yeah, we'll look for you in the Strip District, how's that?
Awesome.
And we'll look for you on the Travel Channel. James Buckley here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7, streaming as well, 977rocks.com.
Has a heart as pure as gold, sure as pearls reflect the light. With every bit of truth inside, struggled quite sincerely. She saw the world much different than you and I. But Natalie was not about to let her spirit die. It's hard enough to flower as a child. There's no one. Every one of us has got a soul. And people can be cruel sometimes. They don't see how hard life is. Lose themselves inside their perfect world. Natalie was not about to let her spirit die. Spread your wings and fly, oh Natalie. You know how to make dreams become reality. You can sing your song to us, oh Natalie. Don't ever let your spirit slip away. Well, against the odds, against the wall, oh Natalie, you gave it all. One day you would teach us all the truth. That living each and every day, miss something we've thrown away, a spirit and our innocence in youth. But Natalie was not about to let her spirit die. Spread your wings and fly, oh Natalie. You know how to make dreams become reality. You can sing your song to us, oh Natalie. Don't ever let your spirit slip away. Don't ever let your spirit slip away. And don't ever let your spirit slip away. All around, I was lost, but now I'm found. Finally know the meaning of my life. All alone
when I was bare in the cold, really scared, till I saw that sparkle in her eyes. Oh, in her eyes. Whoa, here we go again. My friends were lost, my music dead, but the melody was in my head. That's when she grabbed me by the hand. My spirit soared, new songs were born. All that sadness, it was gone, you see. Bring back your music again. Bringing back my friends. Whoa, ho, ho, ho. Here we go again. Now you say that you want to be free. Are you willing to do what it takes? Just stand on your own two feet. Let your soul take control of your fate. Music paints a daily path from poor man to aristocrat. An obligation of the heart. I thank the Lord, the one I love, all his blessings from above, for this great brand new start. Oh, from the heart. Whoa, here we go again. When you're surrounded by truth, there is light at the end of each day. If you don't know what to do, let the music show you the way. Oh, darkness gathered all around. I was lost, now I'm found. Now I know the meaning of my life. All alone and I was bare, in the cold, really scared, till I saw that sparkle in her eyes. Oh, in her eyes. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here we go again. Whoa, here we go again. Hey, 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 hey. Whoa, here we go again.
Rosie's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. Ambrosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
Why not head to Steamworks Creative in Gibsonia for a pre-listening party for John Vento's CD release of Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage. That's Friday, November 2nd. Then the CD release party heads to Moondogs, Freeport Road in Blonox on Saturday, November 3rd at 7:30 with very special guests Cheryl Ann Hawk, David Granati, Hermia Granati, Mark Domino, Ian Arthurs, Phil Vento, Lou Ross, Sal Monteverdi, and Jules Granati. The soundtrack to the upcoming stage performance by playwright Amy Hartman, Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage. The opening act, Hermy and Dave Granati, take the stage that night at 8 p.m. Also on Friday, November 2nd, join Washboard Tony for a drum circle at the Wellness Works, North McCain Street in Butler. And then on Friday, November 9th, join Washboard Tony at Cummings Coffee West from 7 until 8:30. On Saturday, November 10th, it's Chip and the Charge-Ups, the Black and Gold Rock and Roll Riot at the Smiling Moose. And on Saturday, November 10th, Jimmy Mack and the Attack head to 565 Live at 8 p.m. On Sunday, November 11th, it's the We'll Sing for Food benefit at the VFW Post 894 in Natrona Heights. Doors open at noon. Admission is one non-perishable food item. Live entertainment includes the Cellar Dwellers, the Highland Brothers Band, the Shiners, the Rust Project, and Dinner Bell Road. It all benefits the Allegheny Valley Association of Churches Food Banks. Also on November 11th at Cellar Works Brewing in Sarver, another benefit featuring Jason Farinola, Sophie Lockhart, the Noble Hops Band,
Anger the Ant, and Jay Wiley of the Hawkeyes. That runs from 2:30 to 8. Stay tuned for more details. Join Jennifer Lynn Baker on Thursday, November 15th at North Country Brewing Cannery Plant in Slippery Rock for an open mic night. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, November 2nd will feature a pop-up open mic in Freeport. The theme? Lady Liberty. Contact Shady Lady Productions for more information on that. That's Friday, November 2nd. It will be a pop-up open mic in Freeport. Also coming up in November, the next Noble Hops opportunity will be at Recon Brewing Saturday, November 10th. And then on Wednesday, November 14th, it's the Country Songwriters Showcase at Jurgles, which benefits the Butler County Compeer Corps, a vet-to-vet peer program helping veterans. This is open to all ages, 7 p.m., and donations will be accepted at the door. And then on Saturday, November 17th, join the Noble Hops Band at Hardwood on the Rocks at the Hardwood Cafe, Route 8 south of Butler.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight, the Rock Station, 97.7. Thanks to James Buckley visiting with us here tonight. We appreciate his story and his involvement in the music scene. He's very active in a lot of different facets, and it's neat to have a take from a local musician and people that are involved in the music scene like he is. Good stuff.
Yeah, fun stuff, and sounds like you can reach out to him, and he may be able to help you as well. So
yeah,
he's got some services going there, so check it out.
No doubt about it. We want to thank P&W Construction. They are the sponsor of this segment of our show. They help to bring you live local original music every Sunday night right here at 7 o'clock. And don't forget the on-demand feature. If you have enjoyed a show, I hope you'll pull it up and play it over again, because it benefits not only your ears, but it benefits those local musicians as well. And that's what we love to help promote.
And the best time to listen is at work while you're getting paid. So there you go. Just bring it up, 977rocks.com, programs, grassroots.
There you go.
Let your coworkers hear it too.
Yeah, turn it up loud. So, well, we're going to wrap it up here tonight with a couple of tunes. And, well, we've been talking about playing some local tunes. We had a little new tune in the first segment, and we're finally excited to reveal another new tune here tonight. Well, this is one we've been waiting for.
Yeah, and it just goes to show that we don't lie on this show. And we tell you that something new is coming, and it comes. So yeah, there it is. It's awesome to get some get the studio version of this song from Justin Wade, and that's a story to tell. So he threw that at us, and I say we get it on.
We have only had that from a live recording that he did in the studio, and we're really excited to hear it because I think this is going to be one that sticks around for a while. So we'll listen to a story to tell, and then we'll wrap it up with a band called The Remedy, who, if we go back to our television days, we had these guys on our local beat show that was on Armstrong Cable. Called The Remedy, and we'll do their song called Only God Knows. And then we'll do it again next week around these times, 7 to 8 o'clock, every Sunday night. It's the Grassroots Show with Bob in Utah. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope you'll get out and support local music.
By my trapped herself inside my tree. I stopped to wonder, will it show if truth be spoken? Only God knows.
For the Honda North Studios. Yep, it's that time of year. Football tailgates, autumn festivals, pumpkin spice lattes, and don't forget the huge model year-end savings on every remaining 2018 Honda in stock. So hurry into Honda North for Cartoberfest. If you like saving thousands of dollars and driving a great new car, this may end up being your very favorite fall activity. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, V-Rock Station, 97.7.
Oh, okay. But you're motoring.
October. Tune it in, turn it up, and yank the knob off. Sorry. Crank the classics.
The Rock Station 97.7.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you.
Station 97.7.
I'm Station 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station 97.7.
Tell me once that you do it for me. Would you tell
The Rock Station, 97.7.
Attention Alexa users, did you know you can now listen to The Rock Station through your Amazon Echo? That's right. Alexa, play The Rock Station 97.7.
Playing The Rock Station 97.7.
The Rock Station is proud to provide you with the music you love on the devices you use. Radio, computer, tablet, smartphone, and now your Amazon Alexa-enabled device. The Rock Station 97.7. We're everywhere you are. Just ask Alexa.
Your rock starts
now. We're going to do a song for you right now. Bring it on!
The Rock Station 97.7. Station 97.7.